When it gets cold outside, New Yorkers head inside and look for ways to generate heat.
Hey, watch those hands, mister.
They're cold and you are warm, so.
People are looking.
No one is looking.
Petrovsky!
Hi. Seated at the star table, I see.
Where else would I be? Come and join us.
No, we wouldn't want to.
No.
Yes.
It saved our lives. 10,000 restaurants in New York and everyone's at Pastine.
Introductions. This is John Paul Sandel, the most fantastic painter in New York.
I'm not paying for lunch.
You know my assistant, Lee?
Yes. Hi.
Audra Cook, she's the editor of Art Life magazine. Harry Bradshaw.
Handsome Lee has just informed us of your upcoming show in Paris. Congratulations.
Yeah, right. A solo exhibit at the Galerie Nationale du Jeu de Pont. Just another day. You are so full of shit.
I never said I wasn't.
This is your first new exhibit in what? 4 years?
Six.
Well, the world is waiting with breath that is bated. We need menus and a wine list. So how are they?
The oysters are very good.
No, his pieces.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen them yet.
Are you an artist as well?
No, I'm a writer.
Novels?
No, I write a column for a newspaper.
The Times?
The New York Star.
It's a very good column about woman, man, and sex. Very smart and very funny.
I'm sure.
You're not sure. You're a snide.
No, let him listen.
It's my belief that the last time anyone actually enjoyed the 69 position was in 1969.
I think it's funny.
That was one of my smartest. And further uptown, Charlotte didn't mind the cold. She had a new puppy love to keep her warm.
That is the most precious little thing!
Thank you!
What's her name?
Elizabeth Taylor.
That is the fourth person to stop and gush. I swear that dog's getting cruised more than me. We're on the corner of gay and gay.
She loves the attention, doesn't she? Look how she prances along. Do you see her prancing?
Yes, she's very prancy.
She was a show dog, you know. She even competed at Westminster.
Did she ever win anything?
Well, no, but I think that was only because her last owner wasn't very supportive. I think she misses the competition. See how she's showing off?
She's a freaking attention whore.
Cute dog.
Thank you. I'm thinking of re-entering her. I think with my love and a little encouragement, she could actually win. What do you think?
What the hell? Do it. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Dirty dancing. Hello.
And over in Brooklyn, someone was not feeling so prancy.
Hey. Oh, man, your face is freezing.
I had to walk all the way from the subway in these heels. My feet are killing me.
Why did you just carry them and wear sneakers like everyone else?
Stop. You can take me out of Manhattan, but you can't take me out of my shoes.
Then stop complaining about them.
You're right. I have much bigger things to complain about. Did you get a chance to install my DSL line today?
I was putting up sheetrock in Brady's room.
Steve, you know I can't live without internet access.
You want your kid to live without walls? Here. It's ought to cheer you up. The Pony Express finally got our address right.
We have mail? My tattletale came. Finally, a connection to the real world.
I can't believe that you read that crap.
I love it. It's my thing. Let it go.
Oh, Magda and Brady are...
I'm reading this. You no longer exist.
That night, over at the only restaurant that seemed to exist...
Oh,
There's Samantha's boyfriend, Smith.
Where?
Star table. Let's say hello.
I'm nervous. He's so unbelievably hot in that Gus Van Sant movie.
Oh. But can he pull off a fuchsia Oswald Boateng shirt? Hi. Sorry to interrupt. We've met before. We're friends of Samantha's.
I hear she's a wonderful woman.
Oh, my God.
That's a good look for you. It's very Jefferson Starship.
Well, I decided to turn a little hair loss into a lot of hair gain.
Oh, you're getting wiggy with it.
Come on. Jam in here right next to me.
Oh, we don't want to disturb.
Are you kidding? Any friend of Samantha's?
Okay.
This is my boyfriend, Marcus. Marcus Smith-Jarrett. Ooh, what are you drinking? Looks yummy.
Smith-Jarrett. All right.
How you doing, boss?
Dude, my girl loves you. You gotta let me get a picture.
Only if you get my friends here.
All right.
I heard that Alexander Petrovsky is having a solo show in Paris.
Don't believe everything you hear.
It's exciting. Tell me about your show.
Why would I want to talk about my work when I have you in bed with me?
Because I want to know about it, because it's important to you.
This is what's important to me.
I'm serious, come on.
So am I. Very serious.
I want to know more about what you do. If for no other reason than I would like to avoid having this face in restaurants.
I prefer to keep my work and my private life separate. All this art talk, it's so fucking boring.
It wouldn't be to me.
Then you're exception to the rule.
Well, then if you're not going to tell me about the Gallery National, the blah, 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 then I need to get serious about my busy day.
Oh, don't go.
I have many
schedule. You're so New York. Stay here, do nothing. Get in trouble. Be spontaneous.
But I'm meeting people for things.
It's cold out there. Stay here where it's warm.
Samantha, I don't know how to tell you this, but I was reading my Tattletale and there's a picture of Smith.
Miranda, what in the world are you doing reading something like that?
I love it. It's my thing. Let it go.
Oh, Smith is always in that rag.
Yeah, but this time, he's gay.
Oh. Boys, night out. Smith-Jarrett cozies up to Broadway dancer Marcus Adant, an unidentified older gay gentleman.
Oh, poor Stanford.
Smith is not gay.
Of course not.
So this makes you his beard?
I'm a beard and a wig.
You're not upset?
Oh, please. After the big C, you don't sweat the small stuff. And besides, once the gay rumors start, it means you're really a star.
Hello?
Hi, sweetie, it's me. Carrie, where are you?
Oh.
Bad news. I don't think I'm gonna make it.
You can't come? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just all the way downtown with the Russian, and it's very cold out.
She's still downtown, and it's too cold.
Well, you know, we haven't seen you in forever, and...
Oh, I have news. Elizabeth Taylor is going to be in a dog show. My Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh!
Congratulations.
And Miranda really wants to talk to you. And Smith is gay.
What do you mean you're not coming?
Smith is gay?
Don't try to change the subject. I came all the way in from Brooklyn.
Oh, who are you kidding? You'd use any excuse to come in the city.
You owe me a trip to Brooklyn.
Carrie.
We're fine. Everything's fine.
Smith is not gay. It's too cold to leave the house. You stay downtown with your hot man.
Okay. Which is exactly what I did for the next 4 days. With my column tragically overdue, I finally left the Russian's warm apartment.
Oh, good God.
And came home to the tropics.
When you've been spending all your time in your new world, it's easy to forget that there might be people trying to reach you from your old world.
Hey, kid. How's it going? We just put our new Cabernet into bed. Made me think of you. Give me a call.
Saturday, 10 p.m.
Playing hard to get, huh? Called your cell, but I think I copied the number wrong. Unless you're a ticked off guy named Paco. Hey, I want to talk to you. Call me.
Monday, 2 p.m.
Carrie, it's me. Again. Listen, did I do something to tick you off? If I did, call me and I'll apologize, okay? Okay.
Wednesday, 8 p.m. Deleted. Deleted. Deleted.
I deleted Big.
You deleted Big?
Yep.
Did you call him to tell him you deleted him?
Nope.
Wow, that's new.
Delete, delete, delete. 3 messages last week.
What do you think he was calling about?
Don't know. And for the first time, don't really care. After his last trip, I finally got it. What's the point? Things are serious with the Russian.
Really? That's great.
It's just so different and so... what? It's grown up. There's not a lot of fuss. There's no confusion about how he feels about me. He tells me all the time. Unlike answering machine up there in Napa.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. There's just one thing.
Thank God. I was beginning to feel bad about Steve and me. What's the thing?
Well, we don't really have anything in common but each other. We're not really involved in each other's lives. He never shares anything about his work.
I don't talk to Steve about my work.
And he doesn't mind?
I think he prefers it that way.
But you guys share everything else.
Because we're in Brooklyn, there's no one else to talk to. Besides, Carrie, every couple's different.
Yeah, I guess I just had this idea about a couple sharing everything. At least their passions.
You want passions on top of passion?
Hey, Carrie, welcome back. See the new walls? Nice progress, huh?
I'll say it's really coming together.
What's all that?
Oh, I stopped off and picked up some dessert for you ladies. Brooklyn's finest. We have cheesecake, cannolis.
What a delightful burrow.
I'll put this stuff out in the kitchen. I love having your friends over.
I want you to meet him, my Russian.
Can't wait. That log is really heating up the joint, huh?
Good morning.
All night again. How's the work going?
It was clear from his silence we weren't having passions on top of passions for breakfast.
Hey, what are you doing Sunday night?
I have no idea. Why?
Well, I was thinking since I met some of your friends the other day, maybe you could meet some of my friends.
Those people were my colleagues, not my friends. My friends are mostly in Europe.
Well, my friends are here, and they're fantastic.
And on Sunday, I'll be happy to meet your fantastic friends.
Oh, goody. And FYI, you have a friend in New York, me.
You're not my friend, you're my lover. And that is a much better thing. Come to bed.
Oh, no. I have to go home. I have to write my column. I can't turn it in late again.
Work here.
I can't. My computer's at home.
I have a computer very good for writing columns.
You would let me use your fancy computer?
Mm-hmm. In exchange for 1 hour in bed.
They say that opposites attract, but they never say for how long. Should the relationship-savvy person stoke the fires of passion with the kindling of work and friends, or should we simply be satisfied with a romance that sizzles? I couldn't help but wonder, without sharing your worlds, can even the hottest relationship stop cold? Meanwhile, Samantha was about to hear the hottest rumor from the city's hottest rumor mill.
two young PR girls.
Did you see that picture of Smith Jarrett online? I can't believe he's gay.
No one that good looking is ever straight.
I thought he was dating Samantha Jones.
All this time, I thought she had the hottest sex life in New York City. Turns out she's just a fag hag.
And that stopped Samantha cold.
And here comes the hound group. This is a beautiful group. There's a barrel hound champion, Eleanor Hendrack, four-time visiting show winner. Take a look at that out here.
Everyone's talking about me. In the blink of a tabloid, I went from Demi to Liza.
At least people know who you are. Unidentified, older, gay gentleman. Marcus got three auditions off that picture. I got outed.
Oh, poor Stanny.
How can they just assume I'm gay?
Okay, I've got $10 on Lord Reginald the Fourth down there. Any takers?
Oh, you are a good friend. All the way from Brooklyn to see a bunch of dogs run in a circle.
She came to watch my baby get baptized. I came to watch her baby get judged.
I almost didn't show my face. Fag hag. There go years and years of fucking everything that walks.
I thought you weren't gonna sweat the small stuff.
Look, I can't have cancer and be a fag hag.
Hey, do you guys want to have drinks with the Russian tomorrow night?
Sure.
Oh, I'm in.
Me too.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. It's just the girls this time.
Oh, what am I now? Your unidentified older gay friend?
You'll be in the next round, I promise. Okay, I gotta go backstage and check on the little mother.
Well, take your time. We've still got sporting and working and toy. Oh, my.
This was not the type of blowjob I was hoping for today.
She looks so pretty. Yes, she does.
Did you see how impressed the host committee was? I really think she has a chance.
You know, you'd think with all these faggy little dogs, there'd be at least one horny circuit muscle gay here. No, nothing but boxy, thick-legged ladies and tweety old queens.
Shh. Char,
Could you cut yourself with the scissors? There are drops of blood here.
Wait, it's coming from her.
No, don't tell me.
Oh, no, she's in heat. Hey, how's it... What's wrong?
The freaking dog just got her period.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. Aunt Rose in Doggy Town. Show over.
Don't say that. We can still compete. I once won a junior gymnastics meet when I had mine.
It's a dog. What are you going to do? Run around looking for a teeny tiny tampon?
You're right. It's not funny. I'm a woman. I should know better. Trouble. Elizabeth Taylor just got her period.
What?
Mm-hmm. Backstage that time of the month.
I thought she looked a little bloated.
And she was so bitchy earlier.
And here come the toy dogs. Many viewers don't realize that these little dogs can actually be a lot harder to care for than ones 10 times their size, ruining your view of Pomeranian by the champion. To take up to 3 hours a day. Gate is important to this group, and the King Charles family is moving out. Next to her is the Shih Tzu, and there's the Maltese, followed by the miniature pincer champion, Big Mark Trilobite. The judges narrowed it down to the toy poodle, champion Diamond Pico, the Shih Tzu, champion Murasaki, the Pomeranian, champion Jessie Greystoke, and the King Charles Spaniel, Elizabeth Taylor.
Come on, Elizabeth Taylor!
Charlotte was a dog show natural. Thanks to her blue blood background.
Let me see them move.
And speaking of blood...
The judge is examining the dog's gaze one more time before he makes his decision.
One.
Two. It's the King Charles Spaniel. Followed by the G2.
My friend.
All the dogs were champions, but to the judge, Charlotte was the best in show. Period.
Samantha Jones. I thought that was you.
Tom, what are you doing here?
I handle the press for this tacky thing. Listen, could I get Smith Jarrett's number?
Tom, no. I'm fucking him.
Sure you are.
I'm a laughingstock. I have got to put a stop to this.
And from dog show to doggy show.
Are you sure you want to do this?
It worked for Paris Hilton. I need to set the record straight, literally.
But I don't care if people think I'm gay.
This isn't about you. Now, when we get going, make sure to say, Samantha Jones, you are one hot piece of ass. I could fuck you all night long, Samantha Jones.
How are you going to get this around?
I'm a PR pro. I know exactly whose hands to drop this into.
The very next day, two PR girls got an anonymous XXX from FedEx.
You have to come next time. She was so happy.
You know what would make her happy? Letting her off that show leash.
Oh, no, I don't think so. What if she gets hurt?
Come on, honey. Give her a little victory lap on her own.
You're right. Okay, Elizabeth. Go play. She made a little friend. Isn't that sweet? Oh. Oh, no! No! Stop! Stop that! She's this little ribbon winner! Stop! Stop it! Honey! No! Do something! Hurry! Hurry! Stop it! She's a tease!
Stay away!
No! Stop it! Get them off! Get off the Elizabeth Taylor! Watch out! Don't kill me, honey!
Elizabeth Taylor got gangbanged in the park?
Oh, God, that's so 80s.
There we were at Asia de Cuba, waiting for my lover to Russia.
Oh.
Hi, where are you?
Seriously, I could not believe how many dogs she was with. It was disgusting. My sweet little girl.
Well, I think she's a woman now.
Oh, really? No, no, I understand. Oh, okay, I will. Okay. He's not gonna make it.
Oh, that's too bad. Is he okay?
Yeah, no, he's just in the middle of something at his studio. He can't stop right now.
I understand. If he's feeling inspired, then he shouldn't stop.
He's getting ready for this big exhibit at some Paris museum. He's been staying up nights. Oh, I'm disappointed. I wanted you guys to meet him.
Another time.
Compliments of a Mr. Petrovsky with sincere apologies.
You know what? Why don't we finish these off, crack this open, give him some time, and then go over there and say hello.
Oh, honey, are you sure you want to disturb him?
Yeah, yeah, we'll just go say hi. He's always telling me to be more spontaneous.
A couple cocktails and a bottle of champagne later.
Oh, where is that? Floor lingerie. Apartment. Uh-huh. Studio. Uh-huh. He has the whole floor.
Ooh. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Sister's got to get ready.
Hello. Oh, hi. Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm being spontaneous.
I told you I was working.
I know, but I just wanted my friends to meet you. Well, Charlotte, you've met. But this is Miranda and Samantha, a.k.a. Foxy Brown.
Hello.
Hello. And I wanted them to see the house.
When I say I'm working, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I'm very, very busy. But please do stay. Enjoy the apartment. We'll meet one day, all right? Sorry.
I'm sorry, I thought...
It's fine!
Oh, do you guys still want to see the apartment?
Oh, it's late. I should get back to Brooklyn before Steve thinks I've defected.
Another time, Foxy's ready to hang up her wig.
Do you want to come share a cab with me uptown? No. I think I'm going to stay.
Okay. Night.
Bye.
am so glad to be home.
You are?
I love you for loving my friends. And I love you for new walls and cheesecake, cannoli.
Well, if you love me for that stuff, what's gonna happen now? I put in your DSL line.
And although Steve had satisfied Miranda, she still wanted more. Hot tape cooled Miranda's love of gossip for good. Or at least for now. And try as I might, I could not forget the Russian's icy treatment of my friends.
Hey, I need to talk to you. I know that you're busy, but those were my... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, you're not fine. Did something happen with the piece? Hey, come on, talk to me.
What if it's not enough, huh? On this piece is 6 years.
It's going to be enough. Well, it's true, I don't know anything about the piece, but... You are brilliant.
The world is waiting with breath that is bated.
Oh, she's just an uptight bitch. You're a little scary. So talk to me. What's the problem? I may not understand, but I'll listen.
Well, yesterday I looked up and the entire thing looked so utterly stupid and flat and meatless.
It's a cold, hard fact. Sometimes there's not enough time in a night for both your worlds.
I'm only afraid of one monster. Not at all what I hoped.
I stand illuminated.